At the end of June, Mackenzie Wilson was at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho. She talked with her mom, Jessica Swan, on the phone.
The last thing we had heard, she said safety on base was super sketch.
Wilson had recently finished her freshman year of college at Oregon State University, where she studied biochemistry and molecular biology. She was also in Air Force ROTC, a program that prepares college students to become military officers. Before coming home to Eagle River for the summer, the military flew her to the base for a one-week professional development program. Swan figured her daughter would be home soon and could explain what was sketchy in person.
And then she was dead.
Swan remembers the exact moment she learned her daughter had died. An Air Force officer knocked on her door, sat her down, and delivered an "I regret to inform you" letter. They told her details about what happened weren't available yet, but would come. A few days later, the Air Force base announced that Wilson had died in a Humvee accident during a training event. Now, months have passed, and Idaho is prosecuting the driver, a University of Minnesota student, for manslaughter. But Swan says she still has many unanswered questions. Who decided it was okay to put a teenager behind the wheel of a 28-year-old tactical vehicle? Why does her daughter's travel paperwork say this was specifically not a training event? She says she thought her daughter would basically be job shadowing that week in Idaho, not doing anything dangerous.
Or just completely shattered. So far, there's been no accountability. We're just kind of muddling through, trying to survive.
Swan says she's been trying to pry information out of the authorities. She's been on a leave of absence from her job as a teacher. She keeps a notebook of Air Force officials and authorities in Idaho she's talked to, dates and phone numbers and what they've said.
It's always me reaching out to them, following up with them. And because it's dealing with the military, Department of Defense, it's now 6.5 months and I'm still trying to get information. And that's excruciating.
Air Force officials declined to be interviewed for this story. In an email, an Air Force spokesperson called Wilson's death a tragedy and said the Air Force has a profound obligation to find out what happened and prevent it from happening again. They did not answer a list of questions about the timeline for their investigation, how cadets were chosen for the event, what the cadets were actually doing that week, or non-combat Humvee accidents generally. The Air Force hasn't even explained why Wilson was in the Humvee. But Idaho State Police filed a collision report that shed some light. It says Wilson was riding shotgun, one of three people in the Humvee that day. They were all 19 years old. It says the crash happened on a clear, dry morning on a straight, level road. It says the Humvee was going too fast. It rolled, Wilson got pinned, and died. It's this police report that identifies the driver, presumably another ROTC cadet, but the Air Force wouldn't confirm that. So far, he's the only person being held accountable publicly. His attorney declined to comment. Back in her Eagle River living room, Swan has a table and shelves adorned with artifacts of a life cut short. In a blown-up portrait from the funeral, Wilson smiles to the whole room in her blue Air Force dress uniform.
This is the knife she carried with her every single day. Her handprints from second grade making a butterfly. Some of her art.
There are race bibs and medals from half marathons, a Christmas list from when Wilson was about 6 years old, asking for blendy pens and dinosaur toys. That June trip was her first time on a military base.
And they killed her for no reason. She wasn't in a war. She wasn't doing dangerous training. She was job shadowing.
Swan doesn't want any other parent to go through this. Air Force rules say that Humvees are not supposed to be driven casually, only with training, certification, and licensing, or with a high-level waiver. Swan says she learned that Humvee rollover accidents are particularly common in the armed forces, and that congressional watchdogs have documented thousands of accidents involving tactical vehicles outside of combat that have killed and maimed hundreds of young service members. Swan says she's been patient, but now thinks the military's explanation is overdue. She wants more people to be held responsible than just the teenager behind the Humvee's wheel.
I mean, my goal is accountability, Mackenzie's death was completely preventable. And also awareness that teenagers are being killed on American soil. What's being stated to be training accidents.
She says someone higher up made a decision that cost her daughter her life. In Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.